The latest campaign finance report filed today showed Walker with a cash balance of about $4.6 million on December 31st. Mary Burke's campaign reported a cash balance of $1.3 million. Walker reported raising more than $5 million in the second half of last year to Burke's $1.8 million. It's not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison since Burke only got into the race in October. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin says how much she raises in the first half of this year will be more telling.
However, I think the handwriting is surely on the wall that an incumbent governor has a huge advantage in fundraising under any circumstances, and it would be very surprising if Walker was not able to outraise her by a fair amount over the year.
To put these numbers in some context, Walker had less than half as much cash on hand at this point in his 2010 campaign, and Democratic challenger Tom Barrett was just a few hundred thousand dollars behind him. Barrett also had much higher name recognition than Burke. But Franklin says a more apt comparison would be Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a complete political unknown until the summer of 2010, who was able to unseat Democrat Russ Feingold.
It just shows that being unknown months before the election doesn't carry with it any kind of doubt about being a competitive candidate. We've seen plenty of examples of that.
These fundraising totals only reflect part of what will be spent in the race for governor this year. Outside groups could end up outspending the candidates. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.